Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, your show for the news, arts, and culture, and beyond. Earlier this year, Chicago chefs rallied to cook for Ukraine. It was an event that raised hundreds of thousands of dollars in aid for Ukrainians. Now local chefs are teaming up again, this time for the Tigray region of Ethiopia. Ethiopians in the country's northern Tigray region are experiencing possibly the worst health crisis in the entire world. This is due to a two-year conflict between the ruling party and the central government, as well as the worst drought the country has seen in 40 years. Joining us now is Tigis Rada. She is the owner of Demera, an Ethiopian restaurant in Chicago's Uptown neighborhood. She's also one of the organizers for Chicago Chefs Cook for Tigray. Also with us is one of the chefs taking part in the event. Tony Priolo is another organizer of Chicago Chefs Cook, an executive chef of Piccolo Sogno. Tigis, for folks who may not be familiar with the situation in Tigray, what do you want them to know?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. There is a war. There has been a war since November 2020, and it's a devastating war, unfortunate and devastating war that left civilians, including my family, locked in a siege. There is 360 siege. Nothing can go in or out. Banking, salaries have not been paid for 10 months. Medications are not there. And we have about 60,000 people that fled to Sudan. There is a three refugee camps there. So I visited in January. So we're fundraising to support women and children in the refugee camp and in Tigray.
So as you mentioned, a blockade right now, no food, no medical supplies being able to enter that region. We talked to you after the ceasefire was announced. Has that improved the situation at all, Tigis?
Yes, there was a little bit of truce. They called it truce. And aid sort of go in, and now it's jeopardized, and we're hoping it opens up soon.
Yeah.
But I partner up with HPN that has local partners. That's how we've been able to support people.
You briefly mentioned family there, Tigis. You're from Tigray, right? Your family is still there. When I talked to you back in the spring, you had mentioned at that time you hadn't talked to your mother in 7 months. So any updates?
No, still. We can't directly find them. We find through some friends. They're okay through text and WhatsApp, as well as my little brother having a kid. So no, not as of now.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Talk more about this event, Tigis. How did it come together?
So Tony is one of the founder for Chicago Chef, or the founder for Chicago Chef's Cook for Ukraine. And I participated in it. And I said, hey, guys, there is actually war going on in Ethiopia, too. I'm from Tigray. And no one knew, but everyone jumped ahead.
Tony, let's bring you in here. Talk more about your involvement. Why was it so important to you to take part?
Well, you know, we're one community. We're one group of chefs. Our voice is very strong. I believe we learned this from the pandemic because we were supposed to be closed a lot longer, and we just did a big push with the Illinois Restaurant Association, and we actually got to open up restaurants about a month and a half before, a month and a half before the date that they originally told us. So from doing our online and social media campaigning. And so we, you know, that taught us a big lesson, what we need to do. And as soon as we saw Ukraine, I reached out to our community and asked them, hey, guys, let's do an event. And I'll do all the legwork. And luckily, Sarah Stegner, she jumped on board on that with Ida Davidson and Darren Guest as well. And we created Chicago Chefs Cook For, and we during that event we did in 2.5 weeks for Ukraine, we raised over $600,000. Tigis came to us. She was one of the participants and a friend. She said, hey, can you guys help me? There's a war going on. And we were like, we had no idea. So as soon as we learned more, we reached out to our community and everybody jumped in again.
Yeah. Such a good reminder for us all to note that there's a lot going on elsewhere in the world that sometimes we aren't aware of, right? So kudos to you for jumping in and helping, even though this was something you didn't realize was existing.
Yeah, had no idea. And then I asked, you know, Billy Ocasio, who runs the National Puerto Rican Museum here in Chicago, in Humboldt Park. What a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I have been talking. He's doing a kitchen, and we want to do a soup kitchen there, and they have space. So I was like, hey, Billy, what do you think about this? And I didn't even finish the sentence. He said, we're in Tunafin. So they're hosting us at his location, him and his wife. And it turned out his wife actually went to Africa and helped refugees before. So
yeah,
those two are giving big hearts. So they're helping our community. We're just looking for, you know, ticket sales and sponsors. And it's been a little bit difficult because it's not in the news. You know, we did the Ukraine event. We raised over $600,000 in 2.5 weeks. We've been working on this for a little over 2 months, and we're way below that. We're maybe close to $35,000.
Wow. So, Tigist, where will this money raised from the event go?
To the refugee camps in Sudan. We have pharmacies, wellness center for women and children, and feeding program where there is a nutrition gap. Most refugees get you know, sorghum, lentils, and oil, and then there is no protein. So we're supporting the kids that are under six. That's where developmental happens with nutrition, like eggs and milk. And with our partners in Tigray, whenever we can, we let they're helping us do the same thing, school feeding, like school children. Yep.
As we were talking there, Tigist, you know, you mentioned, and Tony mentioned, the fact that, you know, no one knew about this war. There was a similar event as the one that you're hosting now earlier this year, Chicago Chefs Cook for Ukraine. It is hard not to compare how these two events, you know, which are essentially identical, right? They're organized in part by the same team. They're getting different responses, though. Can you just talk about that and how you've tried to make sense of that difference?
It's really hard to make sense of it. Like, it's a little different. And I think, like, I try to say, okay, what is it? Like, both countries are going through the same thing. If it's not water, it's in Tigray because there is no access. I think it's the media coverage. People don't know. It's way out, or there is this perception that that's how, like, you know, Africa or Ethiopia, that's the guy or something is like that. So I really want to change that. Actually, there are lives.
Yeah.
There are people. There are teachers, doctors that have not received salary for over 10 months. And I just want people to look at their life. What happens if you have not received salary for 10 months and you can't access your own money?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot to even wrap your mind around.
Yeah.
Tony, we're short on time here. Give us a sense on what this night is going to look like. What can people expect when they come out?
When you come in, there's going to be a market with there's going to be some items for sale from people from Tigray. There's going to be honey wine that Tigist is going to get us in one little section, so like a little market. I believe there's some entertainment. Then there's going to be food from 27 chefs. Like tasting portions and some bars. You walk around and you'll be able to. So if you're going out to dinner, so go out to dinner, just come and buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Right. And you get to try 27 different dishes instead of one dish or two dishes. And then 100% or not 100%, we have to pay for the couple of little small costs. But the rest of the money will go to the humanitarian aid of Tigray with HPN, which is the founding. They're the ones that are going to collect all the money and distribute it.
That is wonderful. And Tigist, before we go, the event, it's happening at the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture. And as we know right now, that the island was just hit by a hurricane and many people there are without power. We'll actually be talking about that later on in this program. But how are you sitting with that, knowing that there's just so much need in this world?
Oh, my God, it's overwhelming. But I know I will turn in for anyone who needs help, including the museum. If they're doing something, I'll be there. But yeah, you're right. It's all around the world. There's a lot of things going on. But we just need to open up to all of them.
This episode of Reset was produced by Meha Ahmed. It was edited and mixed by Andrew Merriweather. Enjoying the show? Then hit that subscribe button and tell a friend while you're at it. Sharing and rating our podcast helps more people find us and supports the work we do. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.